Our reading is taken from the 13th verse up to the 35th verse of the 24th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. We are reading the NRSV English Translation Updated Edition. Now on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word, before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and beside all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it, just as the women had said, but they did not see him." Then he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are and how slow of heart to believe all the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took the bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were open, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" That same hour, they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. Through the listening of this reading, may we receive God's blessing.
Thanks be to God.
This is the last Sunday for our anniversary month in our preaching on, anong title? Potentials and Possibilities. No? And our, the reading for today that I chose for this Sunday, dahil it's about journey, it's an Easter story. It's a resurrection story in the Gospel of Luke. No, na ang kwento, may dalawang disipulis si Jesus na naglakbay papaalis ng Jerusalem and nag-stop over sa Emmaus. And then along that journey, merong isang stranger. Ang sabi doon, si Jesus yung stranger na hindi nila kilala. No, stranger. Pero you know, the author said si Jesus yun, hindi lang nila kilala. Na nakilakbay kasama nila at nakipag-usap sa kanila tungkol sa mga nangyari kay Jesus. And then naglakad. Imagine ninyo from Quezon City to Laguna, doon ako nakatira. Yan, nilakad nila. So inaabot sila ng gabi, 'di ba? At by the time naabutin ng gabi, nag-stop over sa town of Emmaus and in-invite nila yung stranger, "Dito na, sumama ka na sa amin magpalipas ng gabi, kumain, magpahinga." And then, nung nagbe-breaking of the bread, na-recognize nila si Jesus. And then, nag-vanish. And then dali-dali, within the hour, dali-dali silang bumalik ng Jerusalem to tell the other followers. So yan ang story natin today. So you have heard this numerous times. Life is one big adventure. It is a journey. Another way of saying is that life is an ongoing story you get to write and tell. Christianity is not only a religion of remembering, but it is a religion of stories and storytelling. Jesus himself was a good storyteller. And then, as MCC, our own MCC statement of faith tells us two things. Metropolitan Community Churches is one chapter in the story of the church, the universal church, the body of Christ. We are a people on a journey, learning to live into our spirituality while affirming our bodies, our genders, and our sexualities. So it is important to always remember, redundant pala nung sinabi ko dito. Ano to? It is important to remember that redundant kasi. Sige, okay na, kahit redundant. It is important to always remember the importance of looking, looking at our lives, relationships, and communities as stories and journeys. No? Importanteng tingnan natin ang ating buhay bilang paglalakbay at bilang kwento. Stories with different chapters and perhaps different trilogies, as well as journeys with different phases. Mga paglalakbay na may iba't ibang yugto. Journeys are important because one sign of life is movement or mobility. Parang may isa akong preaching niyan before. No, life means movement. Life means change. No, you move. You go somewhere. You are not stuck or stagnant in the same place or situation. Stories are important, so much so that the entertainment industry is a multi-billion dollar industry. So is the industry of tourism and travel. Both industries sustain thousands, if not billions, of lives directly and indirectly. At pag sinama mo pa ang religion, because religion is, quote-unquote, is about stories and journeys. Sabi ko sana entertainment eh. Ayon. Pag sinama po ang religion as an industry of stories and meaning making and pilgrimages, no, pilgrimages, then the business of stories, storytelling, as well as journeys, they affect countless lives, innumerable lives. Without realizing it, journeys and storytelling are intricately important in each of our lives, relationships, communities, and even in our faith. That's why you pay, most of you, siguro lang marami sa inyo, or hindi rin, kasi nakikisubscribe lang kayo. We pay subscriptions to binge watch stories and adventures. Ano bang pinapanood nyo ngayon sa mga ano? Agatha Harkness. Journey din yun, di ba? On the Witches Road. Diba? Ako ano ngayon? Parang puro witch, no? Ako ngayon, Discovery of Witches. Matagal na yun na series. Ngayon ko lang pinapanood. Anong pinapanood nyo ngayon? Na kwento? Ha? The Penguin. Na pinapanood nga.
Inside Out the Bible.
Inside Out 2, nasa Disney na, no? 911? Yeah. Yung series? Yan yung lumang-lumang noon pa? Ah, bago. Okay. Star Trek. Ay, favorite kong Star Trek, Discovery, specifically. Yan. So, it's so important that we pay for it. We pay for stories being told, being shown. And that's why you go to church. To listen and reflect on God's story in relation to your own journey and story. Weh. Pero hindi, oh, alisin natin yung about listening to God's story. Many of you come here, aside from worship, kasi sa mga chismisan at kwentuhan. Diba? And then, antak. Pagkwentuhan ang nangyari sa last episode ng Drag Race. No? So, it is important. That's why you also go, in some cases, you go to pilgrimages. Or you travel locally and internationally to come, to taste, and to see. Stories and journeys are essential in living, working, and even worshiping. Our own personal lives, ang sarili nating buhay, are stories. And journeys that can be told and retold. Our own lives, with all our struggles and pain, our mistakes and failures, our hopes, dreams, and longings, the people we loved and lost, falling in love and breaking our hearts, all of these and many more, carry the seeds of the gospel, the good news. And you should know this by now, that the gospel can only be told in and through stories. But God is not only found in the stories of the Bible, the written text, but also found in the stories and journeys of our individual and collective lives. Ang Diyos ay hindi lamang nasusumpungan sa kwento ng Biblia. Siya rin ay higit pa na nararanasan sa kwento ng inyong buhay. Sa kwento ng buhay ng bawat isa. Lalong-lalo na sa kwento natin na magkakasama. Diba? Meron akong kausap recently, feel na feel niya daw ang kwento niya ay kwento ni Job. No? So, kung bakit siya daw ang bunot ni Lord for the past 1 to 2 years. Sabi ko nga, so nagpupustahan si Lord at si sa buhay mo ngayon, no. Ayan. Sana ako. Sa kwento ng buhay ng bawat isa, sa kwento natin ng magkakasama. You are God's story being told. You are God's story being shared. Hindi ko alam kaninong quote yun eh. Sabing, for some people, the only time that they will ever hear the gospel is through your life. In paraphrase. They will never ever read the Bible. They will never encounter the Bible. That they will know Jesus or the gospel only through the life you live. So you are God's story. You are God's story being shared. You and I are people on a journey within the story of God. And so C.S. Song, alam ko biblical scholar to, in his book, In the Beginning Were Stories, Not Text, says that, and I quote, God is not a concept. God is story. God is life. A God who has no story to tell is a God of no substance. Ang Diyos na buhay ay Diyos na mga kwento at paglalakbay. Ano ang nagpapatuloy na kwento mo at kwento ng Diyos sa buhay mo? Parang hindi Easter, Lenten retreat. Ano ang nagpapatuloy na kwento mo at kwento ng Diyos sa buhay mo? Ano ang nagpapatuloy na kwento ng isang mumunting simbahan ng mga LGBTQIA+ sa Pilipinas na malapit sa Green Hills at ang kwento ng Diyos sa kanilang community? Ano at saan ang susunod natin o susunod mong lakbayin? Our gospel reading for today comes from one of the famous Easter stories of the Gospel of Luke. After Jesus got tortured, crucified, died, and was buried, many of his 5,000 and more followers, yun daw kasi yung pumasok ng Jerusalem 5,000 or more. dispersed and left him. Many of them who hoped that he was indeed the promised Messiah got disappointed and definitely got scared. Like many other messiahs before, yes, may ibang mga messiahs na bago si Jesus, may mga messiahs na dumating, nagpakilala, meron ding milagrong ginawa, pero lahat din pinako sa krus. So just like the messiahs before, he was also crucified. Akala nila iba siya from those before. Akala talaga nila siya na ang magpapatalsik sa mga Romano sa kanilang lupain and re-establish the new and everlasting kingdom of David. Kaso, pinako rin siya ng mga Romano tulad ng ibang mga mesiyas na nauna sa kanya. So sabi nila, halika na, uwi na tayo, tapos na ang kwentong ito. Tapos na ang naging paglalakbay nitong Jesus na taga Nazareth. His journey has finally ended, like others, in the cross and in the grave. Uwi na tayo at balik na tayo sa ating mga pinagmulang mga probinsya at mga ating mga dating buhay. At tiisin na lamang ang Roman oppression and try to survive as best as we can. Huwag na kayong humingi ng special rights. Manahimik na lang tayo sa ating mga mamunting bahay. From 5,000 or more followers entering Jerusalem, natira ay iilang piraso na takot na nagtatago sa isang lihim na upper room. Most likely, ito yung nasa isip ng dalawang disipules na dali-daling umalis ng Jerusalem sa takot na sila ay mabilang sa mga tagasunod ni Kristo. Huhulin in the coming days. So they left immediately. Kaya hindi nila na-witness yung risen Christ. But the risen Christ met them in their journey of running away. Yun yung journey nila, journey of running away. Christ met them in their journey of running away and their attempt to going back to their former lives. When Jesus appeared to them, they were discussing everything that just happened to him, to Jesus. When the stranger asked ano yung dinidiscuss nila, they were described as stood or walk alongside. No? So, nung minute sila ni Jesus at nagtanong si Jesus, na hindi nila kilalang si Jesus yon, anong pinag-uusapan nyo? Yung description doon nung author, and they were standing there or they were walking, depende sa translation, sad. No? Malungkot. But perhaps sad is an understatement or maybe not a totally accurate translation. Nonetheless, ito siguro yung pakiramdam of total defeat. Naramdaman nyo na ba yon? Minsan sa inyong buhay? That feeling of, it's not even sad eh, yung feeling na talong-talo ka. Yung pakiramdam ng pagkatalo at regret. And thinking to yourself, nagkamali ba ako sa pinili kong tao? Naramdaman nyo na ba yon? Why did Jesus got tortured and killed? They witnessed him perform great miracles of power. He spoke with authority like no other. He fed thousands. He spoke with wisdom and compassion and a new way of living. He welcomed and embraced them, the farmers, the fisher folks, women, lepers, sinners, and children. He saw them and gave value to them by telling their stories, stories of farmers and farming. He gave dignity to women of ill repute by allowing them to touch him. He showed them diversity and inclusion by healing the daughter of a pagan mother. He broke social barriers, social and religious barriers by frequently having meals with tax collectors and other despised peoples. Bakit siya pinako sa krus? Bakit nangyari ang lahat ng mga bagay na ito? Why did everything got fucked up? Sinayang ba namin ang 3 or more years na pagsunod at pakikilakbay sa Nazarenong ito? Now, baka pati kami mapiligro at matulad sa kanya. Why did all of this happen to Jesus of Nazareth? That were the entirety of their questions as they were trying to run away. Can you relate? Have you had moments and situations when you ask yourself what happened to your life, your relationship or career? You feel so much pain, sorrow, and fear for the future having experienced something terrible previously. Or being left by your former lover, your ex. Losing a job. Or perhaps being kicked out of the church and its ministry after you have served faithfully and passionately for 10 or more years because they found out na gay or lesbian ka. Have you asked yourself kung nagkamali ka bang inialay ang buhay mo sa simbahan only to be replaced immediately kasi babae ka at mayroong bagong mas batang lalaki na gustong magpastor? Does my story end when I got kicked out of the church I served for a decade? Does the story of God in my life end because my partner of 2 years, 5 years, or 10 years left me for someone else? Will my story and the story of God's goodness end because I lost my job for the company I worked for many years? Does my story and God's blessing end after I lost thousands of money to a scammer or a failed investment? Does my story and God's love end because I got diagnosed with HIV? Will the story of liberation and equality and God's work of justice end because activist leaders were murdered by state forces? Does the journey and story of Open Table and God's faithfulness end dahil nag-away-away sila noong 2012? And that the former pastor got defrocked and removed? Or mag-e-end ba ang Open Table MCC with the end of the Free to Be Me project? Hanggang dito na lang ba ang kwento at journey ko nung umalis ang jowa ko or nawalan ako ng trabaho? Tapos na ba ang kwento ng simbang ito nung iilang piraso na lang kami sa Yellow Room at sa NCCP compound? As the two disciples continued their journey, and now with a stranger accompanying them, they continued to wonder and to discuss everything that happened to them and to Jesus. The three of them trying to make sense and meaning out of the story and journey of Jesus, together with what was written in the Torah and the prophets. And then they reached the town of Emmaus. Nakarating sila sa town of Emmaus. And there they had to stop for the night to eat and rest. They asked the stranger to join them, to also eat and rest for the night. The stranger broke bread and blessed the cup in the manner that Jesus did a few days ago. From there, their eyes were opened and had a profound experience of the risen Christ, who without realizing it earlier, met them on the road, was journeying with them all throughout, speaking to them and helping them understand and find meaning to the story, journey, life of the Nazarene who got crucified 3 days ago. In our confusion, fear, and searching for answers. We do not readily recognize God's presence in our continuing story and journey, even when that new journey is a journey of running away. We feel as if God has died, as if God has abandoned us. No? Pag nandun ka sa moment ng pagsubok, you feel as if God is dead. You feel as if God has abandoned you. God has failed us when things did not go as expected and as promised. For many LGBTQI+ people, having been repeatedly told that God hates you, hates them, and then being kicked out of the church or their family, their form of running away is to become agnostic and atheist, which is not necessarily a bad thing. When a relationship failed, parang pakiramdam natin na wala nang magmamahal pa sa iyo na iba, at parang hindi mo deserve ang mas maayos at mas quality na relasyon. Losing a job, a loved one who passed away, a church I served, you served for decades, kicked you out. My parents did not accept me as a queer child, and for some, in some instances, got thrown out of the house. Asan ang Diyos sa lahat ng kaguluhan at pighati sa mundong ito? Lalong-lalo na sa harap ng lahat ng injustices, oppression, corruption, violence sa ating paligid. Asaan ang Diyos? Then as we journey on, trying to make sense of it all, angry, confused, pained, strangers come along the way. We find new friends. We see in Instagram a weird and controversial queer community claiming to be Church for Queer Filipinos. We find a new lover, a new job, a new chosen parent or chosen family. We then journey together without realizing that the face and the voice of God was precisely the strangers, the new friends, the new church we found along the road of running away. Maybe it's not running away. Maybe it's finally finding the right home. We only recognize God again, or even recognize love once more after a long journey and within the intimacy of a shared meal. After having profound experience of the risen Christ, the two disciples immediately traveled back to Jerusalem to tell their story to the other disciples of the crucified Messiah. Hindi iniisip yung danger of traveling at night. Hindi na ininda yung takot na sila rin ay huhulihin at parurusahan tulad ni Jesus. Dali-dali silang kumaripas pabalik ng Jerusalem para ikwento ang kanilang naging paglalakbay at karanasan. C.S. Song further articulates in the same book, and I quote, "Is there anything you can do except tell stories in times of helplessness? When you are at a loss as what to do, does not telling stories enable you to regain your faith? In times of crisis, whether personal or national, does not sharing stories help you turn crisis into opportunities? History in story shows the way. Humor in story gives courage. Hope in story empowers us for the future. In the midst of darkness, a story becomes light, illuminating our way." And in the same storytelling along the journey and in the breaking of bread among strangers and friends, we suddenly meet God in the flesh, the living Christ in our midst. Sabi nga nila, mahaba pa ang lakbayin at hindi pa tapos ang kwento mo. Same with Open Table MCC. Malayo na ang nilakbay at naranasan after 18 years, Marami ng mga tanong, lungkot, galit, at pagkalito, at ito ang mga na naging tanong. Ako nga, ang tanong ko, ako. Tanong ko, paulit-ulit, before. Bakit ganito? Bakit ganon? Why this church of LGBT can't seem to get its act together? Why can't we become the church that we and God can be proud of? In the midst of all the questioning, doubting, confusion, bitterness, and even frustration along the 18 years of journey, with strangers and friends coming and going, a few staying, Jesus was always with us in our journey as a queer DIY church, making himself known Sunday after Sunday with just 10 people or 71 people, breaking of bread and the sharing of stories. But the journey does not end at 18 years. The story is not concluded with this chapter or this book 3. 4 Gospels and the Acts of the Apostles were written spanning approximately 100 years. After Pentecost, Christians journeyed to many parts of the Roman Empire as far as the British Isles and also towards the east, entering the Persian Empire even as far as South India. Na ang nagdala daw doon ay si Thomas, the doubter. Then towards the south, in Egypt, with the Coptic Christians and as far as Ethiopia. Will Open Table write a new story and journey towards southern Katagalugan? And as far as Bicol? Or Rizal to the east? And Bulacan and Pampanga to the north of Manila. Perhaps MCC might want to journey as far as Cebu, Zamboanga, or Cagayan de Oro. With all journeys that come to their finish and stories that come to temporary end, like this preaching about to end, new journeys begin and new stories are written. New challenges, new strangers to meet along the way, new job, new lover, or even new life as a single person, new church, new leaders of this church, new friends to invite to the community and mission, new people to heal, to touch, to share a meal with, to listen to their stories and to proclaim God's love. Scary still, nakakatakot, as it may seem like a journey that will still lead to the cross. But this time, we have courage, hope, and strength because we have lived through the worst. And therefore, we have proven in each of our individual lives and in this church community for 18 years that indeed Jesus is risen. He has never left us. He will continue to journey with us in the many different journeys of our individual lives and journey with this community. And that wherever our journey leads, road to Open Table Cathedral, we will always have the promise of the resurrection. And we'll always be alive in the stories that are told long after we are gone. You, us, all of us. You have stories to tell and journeys to walk. It will not always be a walk in the park or with happy endings, but Jesus journeys with you. Jesus and His gospel is in the journey and story of your life and in the story and journey of Open Table MCC. Let us all together journey on and continue our story as queer Christians and as MCC. Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us through the reading, through this reading as interpreted and delivered today.
May the words we have received inspire us, comfort us, and challenge us. Amen.